Hello, the Swipe Minutes of the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 253. 253. And we're going our personalization of the Word of God. So, Psalm 91, we are now on verse 11 and 12. And what is he saying? We're personalizing, remember. For he shall give his angels charge over me. Me to keep me in all my ways, they bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. This, listen, say it. It should become a part of you. Every morning when I wake up, I begin, I, Olivia Kofi Obata, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I begin, please do it. It's so life giving. That is the only way I can explain, okay. And in the previous episode, we're talking about how the angels of God and what God, what they do in our lives. When you say that the angels of God are keeping watch over you because you have their charge. So I want to look at a few people who have such encounters with angels, because, you know, it's like they are in a special bracket and we are not. And because of that, we do not encounter angels. But the point is that the angels are always there. The angels of God are always there. When you see them is when you have the privilege of your eyes being opened to see what is already around you. It's not that when you see an angel, that's when an angel comes, but that the angel was all around you. They've been doing their work around you. You have no idea how many times that they were holding up your airplane in the air. You have no, don't know how many times they were holding your car. That nearly had an accident. You have no idea. We cannot tell until that day when we read that, then we begin to see all that happened to us. But we can look at the word. And by the word of God, we can be able to decipher what is happening. He says to you in Psalm 92, you don't need to have an angel, Psalm 91, excuse me. You don't need to see an angel before you know that these things are happening. Because the Bible says so, that is it. That is it. Because the Bible says so, I believe it. So, a man who was a priest, so you say, oh, this is reserved for priests, but no. You see, angels are not just stories, so they are not just stories in the Bible. They are living and active beings. Living and what? Active. Say it. They are living and active beings, okay, who are working for God. They are workers of God. Workers. God has his workers also. So these are angels, are workers of God, living and active beings who are workers of God. And what are they doing? They are working and helping God, working and helping God in the unfolding of his eternal plans. You know, of his eternal plans. God has eternal plans concerning you. As Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, that if I know the thoughts that I think towards you, or I have another plans I have for you, they are plans of peace, good, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So the plans God has for you, for him, they are all done. They are in the past tense. It's you that when they are unfolded, they are in the present and the future. And he knows about your future as though it has already been in the past. That's how God is, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. He knows everything about everything. So when you encounter angels, it's not because the angels came, that's why, but the angels were there. So I want us to read about, you know, this is November. This is the last day of November. So we are going into Christmas very soon. So I want us to begin with the Christmas story. And then we will take a few nuggets out of it. So let's go to a man who was a high priest, or was a priest in the temple, and what happened to him. So this was Zacharias. And let's look at what happened. So it says that in Luke chapter 1 from verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia. Somebody says that he came from Abia State. In Nigeria, we have Abia State. So Abia State, Imo State. So this guy was from Abia State. That's just a joke. In the course of Abia. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron. And her name was Elizabeth. So if you are called Elizabeth, you have a baby called Elizabeth. It's a blessed child. And they were both righteous before God. And they were walking all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. But they had no child. They had no child. So this was something that God was going to answer. And how was God going to answer? He was going to use an angel to answer them. Is God going to answer through an angel for all of us? No. Sometimes an angel might help with somebody's conception, but it's not all of us. Hallelujah. But no matter how you came into this world, you are blessed. You are so blessed. Bye.